Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, whatever time you have on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that you can read, listen, ask questions. And of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is with us. He's back. He's a longtime Brain Trust member. He's with Tatum LLC. And also a new friend, Mark Rosenman, is with us. Mark's going to be sitting in for the next few months as we continue to bring you the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Mark, Sam and I have been doing this a long time, and I've got the summary laid out in front of me. And, you know, you show up now without, when all the arrows are pointing straight upwards. So this is kind of an easy day, as my son, the Marine, says. This is an easy day because Sam and I have been trudging through some of the red arrows over the last few quarters.
Well, I think that's right. But at the same time, our findings this month, although they're positive, aren't entirely so. We don't have all upward arrows. We've got some sideways arrows, especially around employment.
Yeah.
Our respondents did see a possible uptick in the next couple months, but not the sort of dramatic increase that we all recognize is needed for the economy to really start taking off. So
overall,
it really remains a question mark.
Overall, it seems from an overall standpoint, index of business conditions, the general consensus is the arrow is up in green, right?
That's absolutely true.
And that's for the current 6 months and the next 60 days. I mean, it's 30 days and the next 60 days.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, all right, well, let's do the employment thing since you brought that up, Sam. That's sideways now, but the arrow's up for the next 60.
Yes. What's happening is, and you read a little bit about this in terms of great improvements in productivity. What we're doing as business people is stretching our current employees and stretching our resources to the maximum before we take on new employees. And so employment is a lagging indicator. It's lagging now, but that will catch up, and it's predicted to catch up at least in part in the next 60 days. So it looks good for the future, looks better at least, and we hope that employment will be a green arrow next month as well. But the good news is productivity is helping to keep prices down, keep inflation in check at least for the moment, and employment surely will come if the rest of the economy keeps ticking like it is right now.
You know, Mark, when I see unemployment rising to these near record levels for generations, and then I also see productivity going through the roof, and then you know, so that tells you, as Sam said, that our people are getting stretched. And then you throw into that the economy starting to recover, which means more production, maybe not a higher productivity percentage, but more production overall. When I look at that and I look out over the workforce, the national workforce, I see casualty lists. I don't see a lot of happy people. I see worn out people. I see frightened people. I see frustrated people. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I think we see employees being stretched further and further. They may be increasingly confident that they're not going to lose their job, but I don't think the satisfaction from that lasts all that long. People start thinking about how long they've been working, and they really expect to start seeing some of those raises and bonuses that they haven't been getting.
And people who are working like that and who are maybe not even getting, you know, what's the current theme? I'm working twice as hard for half as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of the new normal. That also doesn't promote spending by the consumer either, does it?
No, not really. I think consumers are still really pretty cautious and conservative as to how they're making their commitments.
Now, Sam, the order backlogs, you've got a short-term 30-day up arrow, but the longer-term out front 60 days is sideways. So that tells me we may be about to absorb the backlogs we've been having.
Well, Jim, the uptick in order backlogs was so hugely strong in the past 30 days, it caught, I believe, a number of our participants by surprise in the sense of the strength of it. And it was so strong, I believe what was going through their minds was, wow, it was so terrific this past 30 days. How could we improve on that in the next 60? And we'll see how that turns out, whether or not we'll see a continuing strength in the order backlogs, because it is the tangible, it is the most tangible thing we have that, to indicate the near-term future. If we've got an order on hand and we're going to be shipping that order that or delivering on it, then that's just great. The next 60 days, I think it was just, wow, look at the past 30. How could it be better than that?
Right.
And it might be.
So I guess it just made them, what is it, they couldn't believe their own eyes?
Right. What is happening here? And you know, this is the value of a survey like this, is individually, as business people, we might experience something and think, wow, that might be just me. But it turns out that by looking at a survey and surveying the same people over and over again each month, we get a trend. And in doing this, we see there we have good company out there that are experiencing something similar to what our own experience is, and it gives us strength of confidence.
Mark, I think this sideways arrow on order backlogs is a product of what we've just been through more than what they're really seeing in front of them, because you and I both know 3 years ago, if we had 30 days of order backlogs, we'd be forecasting them till the cows came home.
Right. Right. I think one of the interesting things we see in the market is, you know, there's been so much talk about this just-in-time inventory model, where companies are reducing inventory.
Right.
They don't want to have capital tied up in their inventories. But on the
right.
other hand, there's a real downside to that, because if you don't have some inventories around, you can't be as responsive to your customers.
Right, right. Especially as fickle as customers are, they may be less likely to wait on you to get it in. Hold on to that thought. Mark Rosenman is our guest, folks. He and Sam Norwood are with the Tatum LLC. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, longtime Brain Trust member, and his partner, Mark Rosenman, who's a new friend of ours, new Brain Trust member. But this is his Shakedown Cruise with us. Mark's going to be coming and joining us for the next several months while Sam takes a little hiatus. And we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, why don't you give us the tell us about Tatum and the website, please.
Sure. First, the website is www.tatumllc.com, T-A-T-U-M. What Tatum does is provide professional services primarily surrounding the chief financial officer function, including the chief financial officer fulfillment of that function in small and medium-sized companies mainly, and we do projects for large companies that need the brain, you know, the power of fully qualified CFOs to complete some projects. And so it's sort of like temporary help. It's sort of rent the services as you need them, and we think this offers flexibility and high talent for companies that need it as they need it.
Check it out there, folks. And that's TatumLLC.com?
Yes.
All right. So check it out. And of course, Mark is Director of Knowledge Management there at Tatum LLC. Mark, you're largely responsible for this survey that we're going to do. We're looking forward to working with you over the next few months. Let's move over. You mentioned what we haven't mentioned is capital expenditures and capital availability and pricing. Mark, according to your report here, your respondents are spending money on capital expenditures, on CapEx projects, and they're planning to do the same.
That's right. We saw in our survey results, capital expenditure commitments rose a lot, substantially in the last 30 days, and there's also a sizable increase in expectations for higher capital spending in the next 60 days. And this increase in expectations for the next 60 days was a real jump over the previous month. So we see what we think might be a significant trend, in as much as the really dominant trend of the past year has been a reduction in the number of respondents who say they're committing to spend less. So at the very least, we've gotten out of the woods in terms of most people saying that they're not going to spend less, and we're starting to see more people saying that they're going to spend more.
Well, you know, we just bought two computers two new computers for my office that we'd been holding off on for about a year, and we bought them, and these computers are much more productive than the ones we had. They've got Windows 7.0. We like Windows 7.0 a lot. It's a great operating system. And so, you know, I suspect that a lot of folks are doing the same thing.
Yeah, we see our clients starting to spend a little bit more, especially with items like computers that represent such terrific value, and they haven't been buying during the recession, and there really is some pent-up demand. Companies realize that as the economy starts to grow, they're going to have to add capacity, or else it's going to be their competitors getting that increase in volume instead of them.
So that's where the money's going to go, but where's it going to come from? What about capital availability, Sam? What's the word on that?
Terrific improvement in the last 3 months. Each month of the past three has seen a major improvement. And so what we interpret from that is the banks are finally starting to lend. We're really happy to see that because we've not seen an improvement or a reduction in interest rates. We've seen, therefore, an improvement in availability of capital, and that is the blood source for being able to expand and meet expansionary commitments.
Mark, have you any indication from your folks what kind of stratify the source of the capital in terms of the banking industry? Have you got any responses along those lines?
Well, one thing I would mention is private equity is an extremely important source of capital to our clients. Those folks took a big hit with the credit crunch. We see signs that they've got a lot of cash on the sidelines, and they're starting to invest more in these mid-market companies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great story here. You know, a lot of people think of private equity and think that they're trying to find the next Twitter or Google.
Right.
But these folks are really interested in some kind of out-of-the-way companies that
right.
where they see opportunities. We've had a great success story with a client that makes slip covers for couches. And that's not exactly a glamorous
thing. No, that's not funding.
They've pursued a roll-up strategy. They've bought a lot of their competitors. They've increased market share.
And
they're really off to the race.
That's good to know. Hey, Mark, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next few months. Sam Norwood, bon voyage, safe travels, vaya con Dios, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And
I'll be back.
We'll see you in September, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Thanks, Mark. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.